people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I got another Bigfoot story here for you. This one takes place near Grimsby. 78, summer, August, date 19th. Nearest road, Park Road. And the story goes like this. In July of 1978, my then boyfriend and I were out for an evening drive up to the encampment. It was about 9:30 and the sun, as I recall, had gone down. Because we were using the headlights, we were leisurely driving along. Don't really recall being engaged in the conversation at the moment because we were both looking ahead in front of us. All of a sudden, this thing just ran across the road in front of my car, out of the car. My boyfriend had to slam on the brakes. Otherwise, we would have hit it dead on. We swerved and missed it about 6 inches and almost ended up into the ditch. As soon as the car came to a complete stop, we just looked at each other in total disbelief and said, "What was that?" As stupid as it might sound, this thing was a Bigfoot. There was no other way to describe it. It ran across the road, it turned to its left and looked directly at us. And as the car swerved, it ran into the forest. I mean, we got a clear view of it. This thing was right in front of us, running across the road. Actually, I think we had our high beams on it because where we were driving was all farm country and wooded area, and it didn't have any street lights. I never talked about this to anyone. If you tell someone, they think you're completely lost it. I can't believe it myself. I mean, how do you tell someone you just saw a Bigfoot, then getting a response like, "Go ahead, you're joking." Right. Although, we both, young at the time, we were stone sober, not an ounce of alcohol or drugs of any type. So that's my story. The only reason I'm telling this is that I saw a special on the other night about Bigfoot. I'm wondering if there had been any sightings in Canada. I checked the internet, and to my amazement, there were actually sightings in the same area where I lived. So I also noticed nothing. Other witnesses, only other witness was myself and the person driving the car. And we were just looking out the front windshield, no conversation at the time. Time conditions, it was a beautiful calm evening, around 9:30, sun had gone down. I know the approx time because once we were over the shock, we discussed it for a while and then got the heck out of Dodge. We wondered what time it was getting to be, and it was around 10 p.m. The environment was a wooded area, left side of the road, farm, land to the right. Can't recall the landmarks, which is in shock afterwards, so my mind is blank. And after that, it happened. Don't even know how we made it home. We were shaking so much. Well, there's another story from Grimsby and another story from Ontario. And if you like these stories, thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.